Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. A challenge to Republican Governor John Kasich by the Tea Party was over before it even began. Southwest Ohio Tea Party activist Ted Stephenow decided not to run after it was discovered that his potential running mate had tax issues, debt, and other financial problems. The Tea Party says it still plans to put up another candidate to challenge Kasich, but Joe Ingles with Ohio Public Radio's Statehouse News Bureau says even if the Tea Party can find the right person, they have an uphill battle in winning an election.
They're going to have to come up with a whole lot of money, and they're going to have a lot of organization. And they haven't been able to get those things. So some political experts are saying this is showing weakness in the Tea Party, that mainstream Republicans, if they want to endorse, you know, things that might not gain approval by the Tea Party, that mainstream Republicans should remember that they're the ones who have, you know, more of the clout, and the Tea Party can't hurt them. In recent days, we have seen some in the Republican Party, especially nationally, if you look at Congress, we've seen a kind of a split there in the Republican Party. And some Republicans have kind of peeled off and said, you know, we're not going along with the Tea Party on this or that issue.
We see other examples in other races in other states of the Republican being challenged by a Tea Party member and having to move more to the right to appeal to voters. Do we see any evidence that Governor Kasich is going to do the same, or is it more politically safe for him to be more moderate as this election unfolds?
It's definitely more politically safe for him to be more moderate. And he has shown that he can do that without, you know, getting a lot of political flack from it. If you look at the issue of Medicaid, for example, he wanted to expand Medicaid and he didn't give up. He's not giving up on the severance tax on gas and oil producers. He wants that. And you're seeing him continue to push for that. And that's something that, you know, the Tea Party is against. They don't want to raise taxes basically on anyone. It's better for him going into a general election being more moderate, because we all know that when you have candidates in Ohio who are either far right or far left in a general election, they tend not to fare so well, because let's face it, Ohio is a purple state. And Governor Kasich right now has the ability to ride more in the center.
Do we see any reason to think that the Tea Party stands a chance at challenging Governor Kasich in this election?
Governor Kasich's going to have a lot of money. He's going to have money from the Chambers of Commerce. He's going to have money from a lot of businesses, a lot of business interests, and ordinary Ohioans. And the only way that the Tea Party really can come in there, as we see it, and challenge is to get a lot of outside money and get a lot of organization from outside of Ohio. You know, we did see some evidence in recent years of that happening, at least with national candidates. If they come in with a lot of money and a lot of ammunition, they could give Governor Kasich a good run, but he's going to be really hard to beat.
Do you think this signifies in any way the death of the Tea Party in Ohio and maybe even the country?
Oh, no. I think maybe what we're seeing is the Tea Party kind of losing some control. But they're still going to be out there. Now, you know, the big question is, will the Tea Party become like, say, the Green Party? You know, the Green Party has had some success in getting some local candidates, you know, elected. But as far as on a state or a national level, they haven't been truly, you know, successful with that. So the question will be, will the Tea Party do that? Will they go out and try to establish their own party and maybe get enough votes to be the spoiler? If they try to do that, they're going to take votes away from the Republican candidate. And you've got to remember that Governor Kasich only won the last election by 2%. So if they go out and try to peel off from the Republican candidate, you might end up getting a Democratic candidate elected. And that would be the last thing the Tea Party would want philosophically. So the Tea Party's at a place right now where they have to make some hard decisions as to where they go from here.
That was Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. You've been listening to Politics Ohio on WYSO. I'm Emily McCord.